Palmer. Elms Haven, St. Helena, California, March 10, 1903. Dear Brother Palmer, we have heard the news of your wife's death, but have received no particulars in regard to her sickness. We sympathize with you. We pray that the Lord will comfort you and impart to you his grace, so that you will not be prostrated by overmuch grief. Let us thank God that our faces are set toward the promised inheritance. Let us thank him that his salvation is nigh and not far off. As you look upon your little ones, toward whom your wife so faithfully discharged her responsibilities as a mother, you have reason for rejoicing that she has done what she could to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. The blessed Savior who took little children in his arms and blessed them will not leave your children nor you comfortless. A double responsibility now rests upon you. May the Lord inspire the hearts of those who shall deal with these lambs of Christ's fold to treat them gently, tenderly, lovingly, so that their young and inexperienced feet may be ever guided to walk safely. Dear little ones, Sister White loves you. And she will ask the Savior to bless you, for he loves you as his little children. Brother Palmer, I know you will feel sad because you have had to bury one who was dear to your heart. But what saith the Scriptures? Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Revelation 14, verse 12, 13. We will pray for you and your precious little ones, that you may, by patient continuance in well-doing, keep your face and steps always directed heavenward. We will pray that you may have influence and success in guiding your little ones, that you, with them, may gain the crown of life, and that in the home above, now being prepared for us, you and your wife and children may be a family joyously, happily reunited, never more to be separated. In much love and sympathy,